This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's hour number four of Live Bet Sunday right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We've got an absolutely tremendous hour for you as we're going to be wrapping up things in Major League Baseball as we're in the bottom of the eighth inning between the Dodgers and the New York Yankees. Right now, the Yankees lead this game by a count of 6-3 as they've been able to do a nice job of taking it to the Dodgers. Now, I will say, ever since we had the last segment with Colin Wilson, who does great work over at Action Network, he gave some amazing insights, by the way, on what we're seeing in college baseball. So hopefully you were listening there. If you didn't, VSiN.com/podcast, every single hour of every single show, it is all up there. But I mean, I know that he was doing a great job diving in there. But we had Max Muncy hit a home run off of Jonathan Loaisiga, his seventh home run of the season. So that's why we got 6-3 rather than when I last updated this at 6-2. So we shall see if the Dodgers are able to claw their way back. Right now, Devin Williams is in the game for the New York Yankees. He's been less than trustworthy, to say the least, this season, but he gets a nice 1-2-3 inning there. So we enter into the top of the ninth inning with the Yankees currently up by a count of 6-3. And if you're looking at things live, the live total is a 9.5 at a +105, and the Yankees 30 minus 3,500 on the money line. I would not advise anything there, but for the Yankees, you have to figure that, especially after yesterday, you did not use Luke Weaver. Luke Weaver probably coming out in this game, even if you get up 4-5 runs. So do think that that should be pretty solid for the Yankees, as he's got a sub-1 ERA this far this season. But we're going to be diving in on what we're going to be seeing in terms of the slate for Monday in baseball, as well as we've got a small but fun 7-game slate. So we're going to be taking a look there. If you're looking at the WNBA, by the way, this is a game that I was pointing out a little bit before. The Minnesota Lynx, they were actually trailing at the half against the Golden State Valkyries. They have a sword order. 67-58 is right now the score. This was a number that opened up more around about an 11 or so, with the Lynx being the favorite. That was when Nafisa Collier, you had no idea if she was going to be in or out. This shot up to about 13.5-14 on the close with her playing in this game. Right now it's 67-58, 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. And right now, if you're looking at that live line, right now with the Lynx there, an 11.5-point favorite. Keep in mind, Minnesota currently undefeated. They're looking to be able to go to 7-0 here. And for Collier, 16.8 rebounds. That's actually down from her season totals, by the way. She entered in this game averaging 26.8 points and 7.8 rebounds per game. She has been absolutely spectacular thus far this season for the Minnesota Lynx. And for the Valkyrie, they've been one of your lower scoring teams in the WNBA thus far this season. Getting Tiffany Hayes back in the fold, that's been able to help them out a little bit. And Veronica Burton, she's been able to throw in their 12 points as well. So we shall see what we're going to be getting on that front. But we've got ourselves a lot that is happening there, as we do have as well a lot that is going to be happening on Monday. So how about if we do start to take a look at some of these games? Because I was mentioning this before, Scott Seidenberg, who typically does a great job hosting this show, Live Bet Sunday, I'm in for him as he's enjoying some baseball out there in the West Coast as well. So hopefully he's enjoying that. But I always take a look at these teams that are playing on Sunday Night Baseball, and then taking a look at their prospects in terms of the Monday game. And you sort of have a, shall we say, dueling trends here, because I do typically like to fade these teams coming off of Sunday Night Baseball. There's something else I like to fade. Guys coming off the injured list. So it's a good old situation of something's got to give between the Mets and the LA Dodgers. Right now it's going to be Dustin May hoping to make it May Day for the Dodgers. And you got Paul Blackburn walking the plank for the New York Mets. With the Mets, you're going to be finding them at about +130 to a +140. Neighbor about -150, -155. That number on the Dodgers. If you're looking to lay run half for the Dodgers, right now at circa, I'm finding a +130. I needed at least a +128. That's what I'm going to be taken. I set my money line price at a -149. With Dustin May, he's been solid this year. A 4.20 ERA. He's given you north of 9 strikeouts per 9 innings. And for the LA Dodgers, because they have been getting lame bases in this game, they got down 6-1 early. They had to use up quite a few bullpen pieces, but they haven't really used up too many of their, shall we say, trustworthy bullpen pieces. They have thrown Lou Trevino, Anthony Banda, Noah Davis, and currently at the top of the ninth inning, you've got Chris Stratton. These are not the Mona Lisa Vitos of pitching. These are not the guys that you take a look at and you're like, oh no, the LA Dodgers completely burnt all their good bullpen pieces or anything like that. Not in the slightest. And they do need to save as many bullpen pieces as possible because, man, they're really dealing with it. You've got Luis Garcia, Kirby Yates, Michael Kopech, Broussard Grider, all these guys that are currently injured. So that's been a big issue. You've got Jack Dreyer, along Ben Kasparis, your two long guys. They should be good to go on Monday, so that's going to be able to help out because you have a guy in Dustin May that he's dealt with a lot of major surgery throughout his career, so he's been a guy that they haven't wanted to go overly far, though. Now he's won at least 5 2/3 innings in 3 out of his last 5 starts. Seems like things are starting to normalize for him a little bit. Keep in mind with May, he has given up 6 home runs over his last 5 starts, but you also have on the flip side a New York Mets team that they've been a little bit all or nothing at the plate this far this season for the Mets. It's been really interesting to take a look at their home and road splits as well, because as many of you guys know, with Citi Field, it's actually one of the better pitcher's ballparks in all of baseball, and where the Mets are actually averaging more runs per game away from home rather than at home. Now, with the Mets, you also have a very trustworthy bullpen that currently ranks number 2 in the big leagues in terms of ERA, as you've had Oscar Brazoban be a really good for them. He's been able to give you a sub-2 ERA. You've had Reed Garrett hold down the fort. Edwin Diaz, after a little bit of a rough start to the season, he's starting to pick it up as well, but you also do have a Mets lineup that's been a little bit hit or miss this season. You've got Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso combining for 25 home runs. Both of these guys do a nice job of getting on base. And now for the Mets, you had Juan Soto bust out of his funk. He was in an almighty funk prior to the Colorado Rockies coming to town, and guess what? The Colorado Rockies, a little bit of a slump buster because the Washington Generals are very upset about how uncompetitive they are right now, but he was able to get a pair of home runs in that series, so that just jumpstarts him up now. You have a few guys for this Mets team that have been a little bit intermittent, and you've got that on the flip side for the Dodgers. I recognize that Max Muncy hit a home run here today, but still, he's been a little bit, shall we say, shaky. Michael Conforto just has not been himself this season. That's a former New York Metropolitan, but on the flip side for the New York Mets, it's been case where you've had a little bit of, shall we say, shakiness with someone like a Starling Marte this season. Whenever Mark Vientos has been out there, as I know that he's been dealing with injury, that's been a little bit of a, shall we say, strange situation to say the least. Tyrone Taylor isn't necessarily giving you a ton, but I do think that in this one, it's just all about fading Paul Blackburn, because even when Paul Blackburn is fully healthy and fully firing all cylinders, wasn't great last season. He had a 4.66 ERA for his career. He gets less than 7 strikeouts per 9 innings for his career. He's giving up about 1.3 to 1.4 home runs per 9 innings. Command isn't great, but it's not necessarily terrible either. And I do think that Dustin May gives you a relatively solid performance here. I did set my total 9.7, so even though we've got the Dodgers, we're going to be coming off of Sunday Night Baseball, I'm going to be willing to back them on Monday. And I do think that you get a nice high-scoring game, especially with Blackburn out there, especially with the Dodgers having a little bit of shakiness with the Garcia bullpen. So I'm going to be looking at the over, and I'm going to be taking a look at that run line of the LA Dodgers. And something else that you want to take a look at is signing up for a VSiN Pro subscription, because you're able to get a nice special right now. Typically, we charge about $20 a month with regards to our subscriptions. You're able to get in on a $41 discount right now with our current promotion that's happening, as you're able to get full VSiN access for 12 months for $199. And on top of that, Josh Applebaum, who just does such amazing work, he's got a new book that's coming out, the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook. It's a no-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, and making smarter NFL bets. You're able to sign up now and get instant access to that. And then on top of that, with regards to VSiN Pro subscription, you get a daily best bet email with all of our VSiN shows and guest plays, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, the VSiN Watch app with 24/7 video access, our NFL betting guide that's going to be coming out in a month as well. And you don't want to miss out. This is a limited-time offer. VSiN.com/subscribe. Utilize the promo code to book, BOOK. That is going to be getting you the book that you want to be able to just bet smarter this NFL season. That's VSIN.com/subscribe, as this is Live Bet Sunday right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And on top of that, you get my write-ups that I do for the VSiN website as well. I filed mine in about a few hours ago, so those should be up momentarily, and we'll get you guys a little bit of insight there. And one of the games I did write up was the over in terms of this Mets versus Dodgers game, which right now you're still in the top of the ninth inning. The Yankees are starting to threaten a little bit, as you've got Chris Stratton out there on the bump for the LA Dodgers. That's not necessarily a place where you want to be, by the way, if you're the LA Dodgers, but That said, you've got a man on second with one out in the top of the ninth inning. Again, that total is at a 9.5 if you're looking live. And for the LA Dodgers, it's going to be very interesting to see what they are going to be going up against in the ninth inning. Because, again, I have to think that Luke Weaver is going to be getting the ball in the ninth inning. So if you think that Chris Ryan is able to get out of this, if you think that he's going to be able to hold down the fort, as right now you've got up at the plate, I believe, Austin Wells right now for the New York Yankees, which you're at the bottom of the lineup. You've got Wells, DJ LeMahieu, Oswaldo Peraza. If you think that they're going to be able to get through, and I think that they would, might be able to get a little bit of value on a live under. Personally, I took this game at an under 9 prior to the start of it, so I'm very much hoping that our good friend Mr. Stratton, he's able to hold it down, and he was able to get a strikeout. So now we're at 2 outs, top of the ninth inning, riding out Yankees money line and riding out an under. So we're looking pretty good here, especially with that Yankees money line, because I got a plus 160. So even if this under goes toast, still going to be a little bit of a winner on the game, unless if we see something go very, very harebrained in the ninth inning. But for the Yankees, that would make them 36-22 if they do indeed sew things up, get the job done. And for the New York Yankees, it's interesting to take a look at their prospects, because they are not going to be in action on Monday. They are going to be able to get the off day coming off of Sunday Night Baseball, which that helps them out. But you've got then on the game on Tuesday, them going home to face off against the Cleveland Guardians, and then they face off against the Red Sox in a big-time rivalry matchup. But I think that for the New York Yankees, if you're looking at a little bit more of their futures, you probably want to be in a little bit more of wait-and-see mode over the next few weeks, because things really do soften up for them when you get into, shall we say, the latter half of June, because they're going to be going up against the Baltimore Orioles and the LA Angels when it comes like the middle of June. Then they go on the road against the Cincinnati Reds. They have a home series against the Athletics. Where things really tighten up is the 4th of July. You have to go on the road against the Mets. You take a look at that Seattle Mariners series, and then they wrap things up for the first half of the season against the Chicago Cubs. So probably want to be taking a look at the Yankees in the next few weeks, and we'll take a look at some more Monday baseball action right here on VSiN Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We're back here on Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. If you were sweating out the total in Dodgers versus Yankees, if you got in on a 9, that has officially gone over, as I can't believe what I saw here tonight. As for DJ LeMahieu, he entered in the night hitting a .71 for the season with 7 total hits and 14 games played. The Dodgers just let him have a 4-hit game. He goes for an RBI double. That drives in the run that is able to push it over the total. 7-3 is currently the lead for the New York Yankees here in the top of the ninth inning. You've got 2 outs on the board, but now Paul Goldschmidt is up at the plate, and he's been able to give you a .390 on base this far this season. So we shall see what is going to be happening on that front. Again, I do think that even though this is a 4-run lead, you have to think that Luke Weaver probably comes into this game to try to be able to close things out for the New York Yankees. But if this gets like a 6-run lead, a 7-run lead, then it's all bets are off there, because yeah, that's when things get really, really dicey. And for the Yankees, now minus 20,000 favorites on the money line right now, should be able to get it done. But certainly for the LA Dodgers, a little bit of a rough night for them. So we will keep things just, we will keep you updated there and what we're all able to get on that front. We do have a few college baseball games. They're still going down, as well as we were talking with Colin Wilson of Action Network towards back half of hour number 3 about these games. And a big thanks to him, because he was spotting exactly what I was spotting in terms of this college baseball, just expose in general. And man, if you were betting on this Kentucky versus West Virginia game, at last check, it was a case where the game was 11-7. It's now tied up 12-12 in the eighth inning. Again, if you're doing absolutely nothing but betting overs in the college baseball playoff games and the college baseball World Series, you're right now doing really well for yourself. Southern Miss versus Miami, that game has already gone over the total. Southern Miss up by kind of 10-5, and they've been stuck on 10 runs since like the second inning. Auburn is currently up 10-0 on NC State. That game's in the sixth inning. Already have the over in Ole Miss versus Murray State. That's 15-6 in the fourth inning. We've actually had a little bit of a lower scoring game between Wright State and Louisville. Right now, Wright State trailing by kind of 2-0. So we'll see what happens on that front. And Arkansas versus Creighton, already have a grand total of 9 runs up on the board in this game. Arkansas up by kind of 6-3. That game's in the fourth inning. So again, if you've done absolutely nothing but bet overs in terms of the college baseball games in general, you've been doing really well for yourself, and I'm so glad that Colin pointed this out as well, because I'm not necessarily the biggest college baseball handicapper or anything like that, but one thing that I know has been very much a trend, the unders when you get to Omaha, because in Omaha, the ballpark is very, very much different. It's more cavernous than what you're finding in pretty much any other campus out there in college baseball in general. And then you're able to get those unders hit, especially when you get these regionals and super regionals where you have to burn up all these arms. You've got these teams that are playing like three games in the span of 36 hours. It's just absolutely insane what you're seeing on that front. So I do think that that was very well said by him. So something that you want to be taking a look at if you're taking a look at the road to Omaha. And what if we try to take a look at the road to profitability here, as we do have ourselves a nice slate that is going to be going down on this Baseball Monday. This is one that I've yet to hit upon. So how about if we touch upon this game? As I've been mentioning, the Detroit Tigers have been one of the best teams in all of baseball thus far this season. It's been very impressive what we've seen out of them, and they're going to be on the road facing off against a Chicago White Sox team that's been not one of the best teams in all baseball thus far this season. 961, 962 on the card. The Cannon, Jonathan Cannon, is going to be on the bump for the White Sox. Captain Jack Flaherty goes for the Detroit Tigers. And right now with the Tigers, you're going to be getting them on the money line between minus $2 and minus $210, right around about plus 180, plus 185, that number on the Chicago White Sox. And if you're looking to lay a run half with Detroit, I'm finding as low as a minus 115 out there, as high as a minus 125, and a few minus 120s along the way. I'd be willing to go up to about a minus 120 with regards to the run line of the Detroit Tigers. With Jack Flaherty, he's had his issues giving up a little bit too much hard contact this season, but I do think that he's going to do a nice job holding in here against a Chicago White Sox team that they just have not been able to generate a lot of runs. Bottom five team in the big leagues in terms of run creation. Now, they do get back a few guys. Mike Tauchman, he's back in the fold. He was able to give you a home run here on Sunday against the Baltimore Orioles, and getting back Andrew Benintendi, that helps out as well. And the backup catcher, Edgar Chiaro, has actually been able to move the line a little bit for the team, but it's still a White Sox team that's very, very suspect. It's so bad that Andrew Vaughn has been sent back to the minor league level, and I mean, that's a guy that's been up at the big league level for a long time. And Luis Robert, I don't know what has happened to this guy. Actually, I've got a little bit of a theory, and I don't know if I'm right, if I'm wrong, or if I'm indifferent on this, but I believe that when you're on an absolutely terrible team, and this is a White Sox team that's absolutely terrible. They're not Colorado Rockies level bad, but they're so pretty stinking bad. But when you're on a terrible team, the stink just seeps into you, and you just start to stink yourself. And I think that that's what's been happening with Luis Robert, hitting a .180 for five home runs this far this season. I recognize he's been relatively solid out there in the field, but man, that's just not great to say the least. Miguel Vargas, eight home runs for the Chicago White Sox. That's pretty rock solid, but for Captain Jack Flaherty, even though he's been giving up a little bit too much hard contact, he's still giving you 10 strikeouts for nine innings. And this is still a Detroit Tigers bullpen that has been very rock solid and very steady. 325 bullpen ERA, that is currently ranked in the top four in all baseball. And you're just able to mix and match with so many of these guys. Like, I know that Brandon Herter has made a start or two this season, but he's able to give you multiple innings out of the bullpen. You've been able to have the likes of Tommy Canley, Will Vest do a really nice job of holding it down. They're giving you a sub-3 ERA. You've been able to get good production out of Brendan Hennepin with more like a 325 ERA. And Chase Lee, they had him throw a few pitches here today. He's actually been able to supply the team with a sub-120 ERA. And then for the Chicago White Sox, well, not such a great bullpen to say the least. Now, you've got a guy by the name of Mike Vasil who's actually been giving you a sub-2 ERA. Steven Wilson has not necessarily been the world's worst in this bullpen as well, but then you got all these guys like a Brandon Iser, Jared Schuster, Cam Boozer, Miguel Castro. Go down the list of guys that are posting up a north of 4-6 ERA, so that's been relatively rough. And now Castro's landed on the injured list, so that makes a rough bullpen all the more rough. Ben Murphy, the money he's been getting opportunities this season as he got sent down to the minor leagues himself, it's been relatively rough for them as well. So yeah, it's just not a situation that you want to be in general. So I do think that for the Chicago White Sox, I'm going to have a relatively rough time being able to generate a lot of offense. And for the Detroit Tigers, to their credit, this is actually now a top four team in the American League in terms of run creation. Last year, when they made the playoffs, they just weren't necessarily great offense. And now you've had a lot of these young prospects that they invested a lot in, be able to come into their own trio of guys. Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, Kerry Carpenter, all give you a double-figure amount of homers. And for Torkelson, right around 345 on base. And then additionally, Dylan Dingler, Javi Baez, Gleyber Torres, these guys hitting at 269 or higher, maybe they will give you just a fortification with regards to this lineup. And I do think that in this case, you do have the Tigers be able to win this game of multiple runs on the road, willing to take out through a minus 120 with regards to their run line. And semi-total at an 8.4, so here at the 8.5, I will be willing to dive in on the under. A little bit of an update with regards to this Yankees versus Dodgers game. I was thinking that we were going to get Luke Weaver, but because it's a non-save situation, the Yankees were able to tack on an insurance run in the ninth inning. You're currently getting Tim Hill, who's currently on the bump. So the Yankees, they're currently leading by a count of 9-3 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Right now, last call for the Dodgers, as right now you got Will Smith looking to get jiggy with it, one out currently in the ninth inning. So to be able to keep you guys abreast there, that's where we're at on that front. And where we're at with regards to horse racing season is that the final jewel of the Triple Crown, it is here, the Belmont Stakes, and there's no better time to be able to bet all the races and to be able to fire in on the ponies than with First Bet. You're able to get, if you're a new user, up to a $200 sign-up bonus by utilizing that promo code of VSIN200, VSIN200. Whether you're a seasoned horse player or brand new to the sport, First Bet has all the tools to be able to elevate your game. Download the app or go to firstbet.com/VSIN. That's the number one, stbet.com/VSIN. Put in that promo code of VSIN200. That scores you a $200 bonus. As it is Live Bet Sunday with myself, Greg Oops Peterson, right here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. And right now it's getting to be last call for the LA Dodgers. There's two outs, and Andy Paz is the lone hope of the Dodgers being able to claw this game out. And for the Dodgers, currently down four runs with no men on base. So if the New York Yankees do not pull this one off, that would be, in my opinion, a pretty rough beat, to say the least. Tim Hill has been relatively solid in the bullpen. And again, this is a New York Yankees team that I like what I've seen out of them last few weeks. It does feel like that bullpen is starting to be fortified a little bit more. They've had to do some mixing and matching. Ian Hamilton, not necessarily the world's most trustworthy guy for the New York Yankees, a guy that I've been relatively high on for a long time. But this is a New York Yankees team that they just continue to slug the ball. This New York Yankees team right now averaging about 5.4 runs per game away from home. That is number one out there in the American League. Interestingly enough, I was just talking about the Detroit Tigers. They're 5.3 runs per game away from home. That's actually number two in all of baseball. So they've done a nice job on that front, and it is final. Andy Paz unable to be the beacon of hope for the LA Dodgers. So 7-3, the New York Yankees, they do find a way to persevere. You get the game to go over the total for the Yankees. They are able to cash on the money line. And I had this one personally. I was able to get a plus 160 on that Yankees money line. So we're feeling good about that. So a nice little bit of a plus money winner there. So I ended up splitting my bets. I took the under. That did not come through. I did take the Yankees money line, though. That did. So you know what? You'll take a nice little bit of profit. And that's what's so great about being able to bet baseball. You're able to get a lot of these plus money winners. And it's able to help you out if you have a 1-1 day. And what we're looking to do is stay undefeated with our baseball analysis. We do have ourselves a rock solid slate for Monday. And we've got ourselves a game out there in Sacramento where the overs have been flowing like wine. Will they continue? Find out next right here on Live Bet Sunday on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Sunday on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Sunday right here on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Wrapping up much of the action that we've got on Sunday. We still have a few straight college baseball games out there. We're just getting started in terms of a lot of those games out west. So if you bet Cal Poly versus Arizona State, that's going to be getting going here in the next few minutes, as we were talking with Colin Wilson in hour number three towards back off of it, as to what he was all liking with regards to these college baseball games are going to be coming up a little bit later on. And I know that he was taking a look at quite a few overs in terms of college baseball, and that's exactly what I've been doing in terms of being able to decipher and handicap all this action. And right now with that USC versus Oregon State game, right now you're seeing that total go down to as low as 12.5 in a few spots as well. So we do have a little bit on that front. And I know that he was looking at UC Irvine, who you're right now able to catch in most spots at a plus 130. So those are going to be getting going in the next few minutes. In terms of the Major League Baseball action, just wrapped up, the Dodgers, they fall to the New York Yankees by a count of 7-3. So over hits, and the Yankees money line. You were able to get a plus number there. That is able to come through as well. And we've got one game remaining out there in the WNBA, starting to get wrapped up between the Lynx and also the Golden State Valkyries. You've got about 2 minutes and change remaining. Lynx are up by a count of 86-73, 2 minutes remaining, but this has massive spread implications right here, because the Lynx, they, when I did this, when I was on the show to start with, because Nafisa Collier was questionable for this game. She was a game time decision. She decided to play, and boy, yeah, she played quite well. 24 points, 11 rebounds. Somehow, someway, that's actually down from her season numbers right now in terms of scoring. But when I started out this show, the line was right around about the Lynx minus 11, minus 1.5. They shot up to minus 13.5 in a lot of spots, even as high as minus 14 on the close. And right now you've got 86-75, 90 seconds remaining between the Lynx and the Valkyries. So we need to see if the Lynx are able to get a final bucket or two to be able to get this thing to the window if you're looking at them. And this was a total that it was closing right around 159. Now with the Valkyries getting to the 75 number, you do now have the total over. So over is going to be cashing in this game. So I'll inform you guys if we get some sort of a rough beat or something like that, because this is a situation where this is still significant to very, very many. So we do want to be making sure that we do our justice there. How about if we do take a look in the meantime, though, at what we're going to be getting out there in the great state of California with the Athletics, the Sacramento A's. They're going to be playing us the Minnesota Twins. This is 963-964 on the card. And for the Twins, it is going to be Joe Ryan who gets a start for them. And Luis Severino is on the bump for the Athletics. Right now with the A's, you're finding them anywhere between about plus 135 to plus 140. Twins are in that neighborhood about a minus 155 or so. And the total on this game, it is in most places a 9.5, very much shaded down to the under. Again, with Sacramento and this ballpark, it's just lending itself to so many overs this far this season. And I know that Scott Seidenberg has talked about this quite a bit on Live Bet Sunday. The fact that it just feels like, with regards to these overs, a big reason why you're finding all these overs in Sacramento is that nobody is able to find their footing on this mound, because you've got a minor league ballpark. So that means that it's not necessarily as upkept as you're going to find with a lot of these major league ballparks, things like that. And you got a lot of, shall we say, warm air out there in Sacramento. You don't necessarily probably have as much AC, things like that. And for Sacramento, 18 overs or 10 unders with regards to the home games out there in that city this far this season. So you've been fighting a lot on that front. And you've got a guy in Joe Ryan who, he throughout his career has given up a lot of hard contact when he's been away from home. When he's been away from home, he's got a career 390 ERA, giving up about 1.5 home runs per nine innings. That goes down to more like 1.3 home runs per nine innings when he's in Minnesota. So something that I'm always mindful of with regards to his home and road splits. And Luis Severino, you want to talk about someone that has some very demonstrative home and road splits. Luis Severino has been as dominant gets when he's been away from home thus far this season. As with regards to Luis Severino on the road, he has given up no home runs in 31 innings thus far this season. He is applying a 0.87 ERA. That shoots up to a 6.20 ERA out there in Sacramento. So that has been a big hamperance to him. Now for Minnesota, this has not necessarily been the world's greatest offense in the world. And if you're looking at the other Minnesota game, by the way, with regards to the Lynx, they are going to be able to get the job done against the Valkyrie. 86-75, that is a final. So if you dove in late on the Valkyries, being able to get the plus 13.5, plus 14, you're able to get there. That is a game that goes over the total. So yay, verily, if you bet that Minnesota game. But in terms of the other Minnesota, the Twins, it has been a lineup that has been hit or miss this far this season, I think is the most fair way of putting it. Byron Buxton being back in the lineup after he was on the concussion injured list. That's going to be helpful for the team, as he's been able to supply the team with a double-figure amount of homers. He's been doing a solid job being able to move the line. Got a little bit of a day off on Sunday, but should be back out there on Monday. Cody Clements has been able to give you a little bit of power as well. He's a guy that was really picked up midstream for the team. And Matt Wallner coming off the injury list with his 395 on base. That's pretty solid, but still have a lot of guys that just have not been able to hit for the team. Royce Lewis, since coming off the injury list, has been a disaster. And I've always liked Royce Lewis. He's clearly not right. A 195 on-base percentage. Jonah Bryant is hitting below the Mendoza line of a 200. And really, outside of Trevor Larnish, who's been able to give you 9 home runs this season, he and Byron Buxton are really the lone two guys give you a whole bunch of, shall we say, power. As Carlos Correa is starting to see that average hiccup, but only about 5 home runs this far this season. And for Sacramento. This bullpen is a complete and utter disaster. They are dead last in the big leagues in terms of bullpen ERA. A 6.17 bullpen ERA right now. Got TJ McFarland on the injured list, which that's not necessarily a bad thing. Mason Miller, who I always believe was a really good closer, his ERA is north of a 5 this season. Tyler Ferguson is posting up a sub-4 ERA, and he's like one of the lone guys in the bullpen that's doing so, but you've been able to get quite a bit of production with regards to this lineup now. You're dealing with a little bit of an injury to Miguel Andujar, so that's something that's rough. It's an oblique injury, and looks like he's going to be going on the injured list, so that means that you're probably going to be relying upon more of these guys like a Luis Urias to be able to step up, because Gio Urshela is right now on the injured list as well. But Tyler Soderstrom, Brent Rooker, a combined 25 home runs between these two guys. And for Soderstrom, he was stuck on like either 9 or 10 home runs for about a month. Now he's been rise up a little bit more. Jacob Wilson has been absolutely incredible for this team. He's right now hitting a 357. He's starting to draw walks as well, so he's just below 400 with regards to his on-base percentage. That's helpful for this team. They called up this young guy by the name of Denzel Clark. He was able to get a home run in that series against the Toronto Blue Jays, so that's helpful for the team. But again, what are you going to be able to get in terms of bullpen pitching? That's anyone's guess. And for the Minnesota Twins, this has been a really good bullpen for them. They're actually in the top 10 with regards to bullpen ERA. Yonder Ron has been able to give you a 1 ERA. You've got a lot of guys like Cole Sands, Louis Varland, who have been able to give you a sub-3 ERA, and Danny Kalum. He's currently on the injured list. Very unfortunate, because he has yet to give up an earned run this far this season. But, I mean, he's someone that should be returning relatively soon for the team, as he was placed on that injured list about 2 or so weeks ago. But even someone like Brock Stewart has been able to give you some nice innings. So it's an interesting circumstance. I do think that the A's actually get to Joe Ryan, and I think that for the A's, they just need to be able to get home in general, because they've been spending a lot of time on the road, and that's been a little bit less than savory for them. And do think that Severino sees some positivity at home, because even though he's got that 6.20 ERA, he's still giving up less than home run per 9 innings at home. And Joe Ryan, he just has a propensity to give up the deep ball when he's away from home. So at a plus 132 or higher, I'm willing to dive in on the A's on the money line, and I'm not messing with the overs that we're seeing in Sacramento. They have been hitting for just the entirety of the season, so I'm going to be willing to dive back in on that over as well. As this is VSiN's Live Bet Sunday right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This is another game that I think is going to be a lot of fun, as we do have ourselves the LA Angels on the road against the Boston Red Sox. Old Richard Fitz is on the bump for Boston, and Tyler Anderson is going to be going for the Angels. Angels do find themselves as between about a plus 130 to a plus 135 underdog for Boston. You're finding them in that neighborhood about 146 to minus 155. So on this game is 9.5. Now, the issue that you got for Boston is, ever since Alex Bregman landed on the injured list, you just have not been able to get a lot of offense out of this team. Even with the game that we saw here on Sunday, where they got the job done 3-1 against the Atlanta Braves, it was still a little bit shaky with them. You do still have, though, Wilder Abreu, along with also Rafael Devers, who have been able to give you 11-plus home runs this season. And for Devers, don't ask him to pick up a glove, but he's picking it up with the bat, north of a 400 base. Christian Campbell is really starting to regress for the team, but for the LA Angels, even though they were able to do a nice job in their bullpen against the Cleveland Guardians here on Sunday, still a team that's posting up a bullpen ERA that's right around 6. Like Robert Stevenson is now someone that they're looking to for innings. They're looking to mix and match with some of these guys that is just like, man, Hunter Strickland doesn't necessarily elicit confidence when he's coming out of your bullpen as well. You've had Ryan Zephyrhyan give you north of 5 ERA. Kenley Jansen has been a disaster. And then for the Angels, you do have a guy in Mike Trout, who's been able to do a really good job of being able to hit the deep ball this season, but he's barely hitting above the middle sign of 200. Getting him back, that helps out, because he was out for a darn near a month. And then you do have Taylor Ward, who's been able to give you 16 home runs. And for the Angels, to their credit, among American League teams, they're actually number one in the American League in terms of home runs per game on the road. The problem is, they aren't hitting for any sort of average whatsoever. These guys like Joe Adele, Kyron Paris, hitting below a 215, that's been a big giant issue. Nolan Schoonall has been able to do a solid job of being moved the line, but I do think that you get yourself a highest scoring game. Richard Fitz, he's got a fielding dependent that's more than a point higher than his ERA. And Tyler Anderson, he's got a right around about a 335 ERA. Fielding dependent north of 5. Guy's been Harry Houdini of getting out of jams. I don't think that that continues, so like that over. And I do like the Red Sox on the run line. And coming up next, how about if I give you everything that I'm liking on this baseball card for Monday right here on Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's the final segment of the night right here on Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Coming up after myself, cashing out with special host Ben Wilson. He actually does a really good job on the college baseball front because I know that he does a lot of play-by-play work over there. He has joined me quite a bit on the Baseball Betting Show, which is the podcast I do here at the Network Daily as well. So he's going to do a great job getting you guys all filled in there. And for those of you guys looking for a little college baseball, for those of you looking at the MLB card, a little bit of NBA, he does it all. So you're going to be getting the man that I think does one of the best jobs with regards to the play-by-play work that is out there. So he's going to be absolutely tremendous to have him aboard. And we've got ourselves everything locked and loaded with regards to late Sunday, early Monday in sports. And now my job is very clear. Be able to get you to cashing out with Mr. Ben Wilson cleanly and hopefully with a little bit more money in pocket. Don't really have a lot of live betting opportunities unless if you're gauging college baseball, which I'll be honest here, I don't do a ton of college baseball. Again, I'm just going to continue to mention it. The overs that we've been seeing in terms of college baseball World Series have been absolutely incredible. Like, we've currently got a little bit of a lower scoring game between Louisville and Wright State. That's 3-0 on the top of the sixth, but I mean, those have been very few and far between. You've already got a pair of runs by Arizona in the bottom of the first inning against Cal Poly. Ole Miss versus Murray State has flown over the total, 16-6. That's at the bottom of the fifth inning. You've already got a grand total of 10 runs on the board in Creighton versus Arkansas, 7-3. That game's in the top of the sixth inning. Auburn has a 10 spot on the board against NC State. That's in the bottom of the seventh inning. Southern Miss put up 13 runs on Miami. So you added yourself a whole bunch of overs there, and it's a lot of good, clean family fun. You know where you don't have a lot of overs, though? That would be in terms of this game between the Colorado Rockies and the Miami Marlins. And all of our best bets here, that is brought to you by GBank. And GBank is giving you the trifecta right now. You're able to get it from GBank along with First Bet and VSiN. All you need to do is open up a GBank Visa signature card, and in the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 over at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 cash back on your GBank Visa signature rewards card in rewards, and then you get a first bet $100 deposit match over there as well. And then to complete this trifecta, VSiN, they get you a free VSiN Pro subscription all the way through August 31st. That's a $200 value, so that gives you a $500 trifecta from First Bank, VSiN, along with First Bet. Head on over to VSiN.com/GBank. That is VSIN.com/GBank for this offer. And this is a one-time promotion that is limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today, and terms, they do apply. And here's what is going to be the best bet here for Monday. And you guys know that I typically don't have a best bet. Here's your best bet. Don't take the Colorado Rockies on the money line. Please, like, play this game how you want. If you want to lay off. You're not getting fair value here on the Colorado Rockies. Right now, you're finding them right around about plus 160, plus 165 on the money line. I've mentioned this a few times, and I'll mention it again. This Colorado Rockies team is 3-28 on the road thus far this season. To do the math for you guys, if you were to try to break even on Colorado Rockies money lines in road games this year, you'd need to be getting plus 933. You are nowhere in the stratosphere of a plus 933 right now in terms of this game. Like, I'm taking the Miami Marlins on the run line. You're able to get plus value there. And the plus value run line on the Miami Marlins is a good value because the Colorado Rockies have played 59 games this far this season. They have 9 wins. They have 11 losses by 1 run. That means that 39 of their 59 games have resulted in them losing by multiple runs. That means that you're going 39-20, laying a run half against the Colorado Rockies this year. And I recognize that the Miami Marlins are a less than average team. Like, I mean, the Miami Marlins are not necessarily the monsters of the Midway or anything like that, but Max Meyer is giving you 9.5 strikeouts per 9 innings, posting up right around about a 4.50 ERA. That's not great. You know, it's even worse. The Colorado Rockies giving you 2.4 runs per game away from home, hitting as a collective below the Mendoza line of 200. Now, they picked up Orlando Arcia. He hit a home run against the New York Mets. Still wasn't enough for them to be able to cover the run line. They are getting back a few guys that were a little bit banged up, and they've called up a few guys like Sam Hilliard from the minor league level as well. This team is still just absolutely sad and pathetic, though. It's just terrible. And you got a Miami Marlins team that they've been able to have Kyle Sowers give you some good production. 10 home runs. He's giving you about a 360 or so with the Garcia on base. Now, I will say for the Miami Marlins, this bullpen has been a bit of a disaster. Like Anthony Vesiano has been posting up all north for 4 ERA. Anthony Bender's been good. Anthony Bender's giving you a sub 3 ERA, but these guys like Lake Bacar and company, not necessarily tremendous. But again, you don't necessarily have the world's most great bullpen, but you got a Colorado Rockies team that I can smell their stink from Colorado here in lovely Las Vegas. Like, that's how bad they've been thus far this season. 9-50. They have assured themselves the worst 60-game start in baseball history. And here's what I think is the most hilarious set of all of these. And, you've got a lot of these that you're able to take a look at with the Colorado Rockies. Like, before it was like they're off to the worst start since the Ottoman Empire was still existing for north of 25 years and everything like that. Here's how bad it is. Wins since May 2nd. Scotty Scheffler, 3 wins in 4 tournaments played. The Colorado Rockies, 3 wins in 28 games played. They have the same amount of wins since May 2nd as Scotty Scheffler. That's how bad it is for the Colorado Rockies. Oh, and I can go one further. The Colorado Rockies season is 66 days long. So we're going to utilize days here. They have won 9 games as far this season. It took Oregon football 65 days to get to 9 wins. They had a bye week in between. They have won as many games in this amount of stretch as Oregon football and the Kansas City Chiefs in football. And both of those football teams had a week off. And they play once a week. Like, that's how sad and pathetic it's been for the Colorado Rockies. So, don't take the Colorado Rockies money line. I'm going to be diving down on the under. I'm going to be taking the Miami Marlins on the run line. I felt like their run line price should have been about minus 149. You're getting plus 20. So, that's pretty rock solid right there. And then we've got ourselves the Milwaukee Brewers. And fittingly, Ben Wilson, who's coming up next right here on the network on Cashing Out. He, like myself, a Wisconsin native. So, I'm sure that this one will warm his heart. The Brewers, they're on the road against the Cincinnati Reds. And yes, we are on to Cincinnati. You've got Brady Singer is on the bump for them. Aaron Savali goes for Milwaukee. Total game is 9 in most spots. And right now, the Reds, they're about minus 115 to minus 120. I just can't trust in Aaron Savali. He's another one of these guys that's come off the injured list, and he's not been himself. He has pitched in 12 innings thus far this season. He has given up 4 home runs. His ERA is a 6, less than tremendous there. And then for Brady Singer, yeah, it's been a rough season for him. 4.60 ERA. He's only getting about 7.5 strikeouts per 9 innings, so he's down in terms of his swing and miss stuff than he's been in past years. But I do think that for the Reds, they're going to do a nice job of being able to take it to a Brewers team that has been just rough in terms of their bullpen. Like Yopi, Elvis Pajero, that were so good for the bullpen last season. These guys have either been injured or sent down to the minor leagues, so that's been a bit of an issue for you. You've actually had Abner Uribe give you a really good innings for the Brewers, giving you a sub 2.25 ERA, a little bit of Swiss Army knife guy that he can go short, he can go long, so you do like that. And Trevor Megill has been rock solid as well. Now, to the credit of the Brewers, they're averaging about 5.1 runs per game away from home. You've got a quartet of different guys that have been able to give you at least 10 stolen bases, as you've had that out of Jackson Chirinos, Sal Frelick, Bryce Turang, along Christian Yelich. And Yelich is up to 12 home runs this season, but still not necessarily hitting for a lot of average. Flip side for the Cincinnati Reds, Ellie De La Cruz, he was able to go deep here on Sunday. He's been able to give you 12 home runs. Need to get a little bit more average out of Matt McClain, but TJ Friedel, along with Gavin Lux, have been able to give you at least a 380 on base. And it's a bullpen that's starting to find their way. Now, Graham Ashcraft has had his issues. The Reds bullpen, they're 19th in terms of bullpen ERA, but likes of a Tyler Rogers, Tony Santian, these guys have been able to give you a sub 3.3 ERA, so I do like that. And for the Cincinnati Reds, I do think that Brady Singer gives you a better start than Aaron Savali, so I'm going to be looking at that Reds money line. And here on the 9, I'm going to be diving in on that over as well. Now we're starting to see more books posting up this San Diego Padres versus San Francisco Giants game as well. And if you're looking at the Giants on the money line, right around about minus 170 to minus 175, total is 7. Very, very much juice up to the over at a minus 125. And I'm going to see if there's going to be a book that posts up at 7.5, because typically when you have this high of a juice with regards to a total with the over at a minus 125, there will be another book that will probably post up at 7.5, and that will be juiced to the under. Personally, I would rather have a 7.5 under rather than a 7 over, because I absolutely love Logan Webb at home. Logan Webb at home for his career, 2.68 ERA, 0.4 home runs allowed per 9 innings. on the road becomes a little bit of a different pitcher with a little bit north of 4 ERA. And Stephen Kolek has been pretty solid for the Padres as well. Recognize that he's given up 3-plus runs in each of his last 3 starts, but, I mean, this guy's already thrown a complete game. Does a nice job being able to keep the ball in the yard. San Francisco, very much a pitcher-friendly ballpark, so I do think that for the Giants, they find a way to get the job done here. You're able to get them at north of plus 120 on the run line. Looking at that Giants run line, and I'm going to be in on the 7.5 if I can find it under as well. And what else we're in on is a great show with Ben Wilson cashing out. He's going to be doing that next, and then you're going to be able to get your day started on Monday with VSiN by the Books. Dave Ross, Jensen Lewis, they do a tremendous job. That'll be starting up at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern, 4 o'clock a.m. Pacific, and then a numbers game that follows up at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. So great slate here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, coming up next.